Oh me, oh my, oh me, oh my, oh my, oh me. It's the news according to me. Well, just a quick show this morning. I've got to get on the road. I've actually gotten up a little later than I thought I would. I woke up about 5 o'clock this morning, and it's already 8:10. Actually, no, it's 8:30. Sorry, I said, boy, it's just time is slipping away from me this morning. It's 8:30 on Wednesday morning, November 3rd, 2021. And we are in the midst of a Democrat meltdown this morning. They're trying to ignore it, but in reality, I'm sure that what is actually happening is they are all shocked and stunned and not sure what to say. If you watch the most of the legacy media, the MSNBCs and the CNNs and all the CBS and NBC stuff that's out there, they are not talking about the Youngkin victory. Now, I thought this was going to be another one of those deals where we went to bed last night with Youngkin ahead, and then by like 15 points, I think his percentage was 55% or something like that. And McAuliffe was down in the 42% or whatever it was. And then wake up this morning and find out that that Youngkin lost by a point. The reason I thought that was because that they pulled the old shenanigan. Fairfax County hadn't even counted the early vote, mail-in vote, basically, that's been going on for the last 2 weeks. They hadn't counted that yet. They had a deadline of 8 p.m. Now, when they have a deadline, what does that mean? When I have a deadline with my employer, that means that if I don't get my deadline done, the job's that's over. There's no extension on that. You failed. What they should have said was, by 8 o'clock, you count all the votes. Whatever we have at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. on Tuesday night is what the vote is, unless there is some catastrophe like a water pipe breaking, for instance. They didn't get all the votes counted. They had to rescan some ballots. They were hoping it would be much closer. The problem was there weren't enough ballots printed to make the difference. Now, my understanding is it ended up being like by 2 points after the votes counted came in. They just realized they couldn't do it. Now, don't get me wrong. There's going to be challenges to this election. There will be. We'll hear it today. By the end of the day today, you'll probably start hearing challenges about the vote, things that's going on. McAuliffe was already prepared for that. He had a bunch of lawyers already ready to go. But he's going to start saying there was all kinds of voter fraud and voter suppression. I'm sure he's going to hit in on that. The thing I think that's more surprising to me right now is the New Jersey governorship is actually a tight race. And of course, they're probably still printing out ballots for that to make that happen. All that the legacy media is focusing on this morning is the Democrat mayor that has won the election in New York. That's a big surprise. Now, it is a kind of a big upset for de Blasio, I believe. But de Blasio has been such a total train wreck. I'm very glad to see another mayor take over. It can't really be any worse. No matter who they could put a sloth in there and probably get more done. Or at least not do as much damage as he has done. I don't know what they're going to do with the mandates. I'm not sure what all is going to happen with all that. I'm sure it's still going to be a Democrat agenda. But they better be thinking seriously about where they continue to drive this country. I don't think this is going to be... The only people are saying, well, this is going to be a wake-up call for the Democrats and their radical agenda. No, this is going to be an urgency plea to them to get this... to get their agenda done quickly, because they know that their time is short. This is the way the enemy works. If you understand the spirit that the Democrat Party operates in, at least the the new Democrat Party, the radical Democrat Party, the radical left, if you understand the spirit that they operate in, you will better understand the motivation and what actually makes them tick. I think Rush Limbaugh had this in spades. He really did understand. And I don't know that he recognized, maybe he did, that it is as much a spiritual battle in this respect as it is a political battle. This idea, I was thinking about this yesterday. You hear this term kicked around a lot, and I understand we live in a society, we certainly do, but what is it made up of? Is it made up of collective groups? Is it made up of a collective altogether? Or is it made up of individuals? And the founders had this vision of a society, if you will, made up of individuals. And everything that we did was based on the idea of individual sovereignty. Now, when you start talking about sovereignty, people get nervous because religious people think of God as their sovereign. Well, God is sovereign. He has the right to rule. That's what sovereign means. They have the right to rule your kingdom. You are sovereign. You're a sovereign nation. You have the right within your borders to rule your nation. To have a nation of whatever, however you want to create that, if you're sovereign. That means there's no other outside influence. That term can be lowered down to the individual state. And I mean, by state, I mean individual person. You, in your property, personal effects, and philosophies, can be sovereign. That the state and no one else has the right to affect you in those things. Now, your right to property cannot be affected by anyone else, you have no right to affect anyone else's personal beliefs, property, or now you can talk and you can negotiate. You have the right to negotiate with anybody, and you can make your own personal contracts. You have the right to evangelize. Don't get me wrong. Don't get that confused with the right to affect someone else's life. If I am if I own property, and my neighbor next to me, my tree, I decide to plant a tree, and the tree grows up, and the tree falls down on my neighbor's car. I'm responsible for that. That's how that works. It was my tree. It fell down for whatever reason. It was my tree, my property. I was in charge of it. It damaged me. I should have trimmed the tree. I should have done whatever I should have to make sure that tree was not in a place where it could damage someone else's property. So that's how that works. That's kind of a simple version of my rights and my responsibilities. I don't have the right to walk up and punch someone else because I disagree with them or I call them. I can call them a name. They can call me a name. I can just sit there and call names back and forth all day long. That's called the right to free speech, and you have the right to do that. Now, you don't have the right to publicly defame or slander someone. You're ruining their reputation. Their reputation is part of their property. It's part of who they are. It's part of their sovereignty. You don't have the right to destroy that. And that's almost like a metaphysical thing, but it's very simple. That's what the courts are supposed to be able to determine and rule in the Justice Department. And we don't have that today. We have a very weird collective mindset, no longer based on common law and the rights of the individual. It's based on hate crime. Well, I killed the person, but I love them, so it's not guilty of a hate crime. But if you called them a name while you were killing them, then that's a hate crime. You get 5 more years for that. At some point, just calling somebody a name or using a certain word is going to probably land you in jail or land you in probation or get your rights taken away from you. That's where we're headed with this stuff. So that's my rant for this morning. I realize it's been a short show here this morning, but I had to get one in before I get on the road. I might have a chance to get another show in the road. While I'm on the road, I'm going to be taking a little bit of a break at some point during the day. I might, if I can find some good Wi-Fi, I might just get on the computer and do another show, depending on what kind of weather. Well, the weather will make a difference, but the biggest thing will make a difference with what kind of news stories come out here throughout the day with the response to the Youngkin victory. and potential New Jersey victory. Just the fact that it's really close, I think, has got the definitely has the Democrats just their minds are just frying right now, which is kind of fun to listen to. I've listened to their minds fry. It's fun. I like to watch some of the Republicans' minds fry as well. That's kind of fun. That's once in a while you get these rhino Republicans that go nuts. We could use a few less of them, Cheney. So the administration is a little bit freaked out this morning. Now, of course, they're saying this is not because of Trump, of course. Now, one Democrat I did hear yesterday talking about it late in the evening. It was about midnight last night. I heard this one Democrat was talking about it and got it, nailed it. She said, you know, since she was a Democrat, she said, you know, we've got to stop running against Trump. Trump is not, you know, on the ticket right now. And that's what they did. You'd hear them talk, McAuliffe even Biden and Obama. They were always talking about Trump. And they just kept talking about Trump. Because they made this a referendum on Trump. That's not what this was about. They kept saying, well, Trump's going to come back. If they win this, then Trump's going to come back in 2024. And so he's going to decide tomorrow. He's going to announce his presidency tomorrow if Trump wins. That's what they were saying. That's what McAuliffe was saying yesterday. How ridiculous did it be to believe that? So, God bless everybody. Hope you have a great day today, November 3rd. That's the way it is for you. God bless everybody.